South Dakota's winter wheat crop is in tough shape, with drought conditions stretching back to last fall when the crop was seeded. As of April 6th, 38% of the state's winter wheat is rated poor to very poor, 44% is fair, and 18% is said to be good. Much of the crop failed to emerge last fall, but a shot of moisture in December and again in early April spurred emergence, explains Fort Pierre area producer Levi Newharth.
Now you can pretty much grow all of it. It's greened up and starting to take off and looking for a little bit of moisture. And I know in our area it seems that winter wheat should get to making a crop. It's not going to be a bumper crop by any means, but I think it should still make a crop.
Brian Jorgensen of Ideal believes winter wheat is a tough crop.
It can still do quite well. I remember back 2022, which wasn't that long ago, we had the same circumstance where it didn't come up until spring, actually until mid-April. And it was about a 50 or 55 bushel crop.
Both farmers say planting into crop residue like oats or spring wheat stubble shields winter wheat from extremes, while seeding into low residue is riskier.
I've talked to a few guys recently here that planted winter wheat behind their soybeans last fall and aren't seeing much emergence.
Near Wall, Taryn Eisenbrunn reports winter wheat emergence is spotty depending on when the crop was planted.
The stuff that got in early is looking good and pretty consistent, yep, compared to other people that, you know, got it in at a regular time later in the fall. I mean, you start digging down, you're going to find dry dirt for sure.
All the farmers agree rain is critically needed to take the crop to harvest. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.